Some letter. Now, all the nouns in the Arabic language will be will either be either have an indefinite article where the lam is pronounced, or will have indefinite article where the lam is not pronounced. So it depends on the beginning of the word. Now, some letters which will fall into some letters, and some letters will fall into the moon letters. Now, the sun letters are called huruf al-shamsiyya in Arabic, and the moon letters are called huruf al-qamariyya, which means the moon letters. Now, the reason why they've given it the name the sun letter, there's two reasons why they mentioned. Number one is that the sun letters, meaning shamsiyya, al-shams. Now, when you put the word shamsun and you put an indefinite article on it, meaning the alif lam on it, the lam is not pronounced. You say ash. And so all the letters that are in that same category comes into that group, so they call it all huruf shamsiyya. That's one. Another is the words, okay, like in all the words that the alif lam that appears on, now they are like stars. They are like stars, and the sun letter obviously is the sun. When the sun appears, the stars disappear. So the lam disappears, and when the moon appears, the stars still remain. So if it's from the huruf al-qamariyya, because it is the moon letters, hence the lam itself will stay. And that's why they've given it this name. Just the name. But end of the day, the bottom line is that if it belongs to the letters of the sun letters, then the lam will not be recited. And if it belongs to the letters of the moon, then the lam will be recited. So that is what it's trying to say. When the definite article alif lam is attached to an indefinite word, so for example, you have book, al kitabun means a book. Now, if you want to make it definite, a particular book, maybe in your mind, or maybe some book you're referring, so you want to say the book, then you put the alif lam on it. And it becomes al-kitabu, the book. So when you're saying the book, you're referring to a particular book, a book that either is in your mind or a book you have previously mentioned about. So you're saying the book. So the listener is understanding that you're referring to some particular book. And if you just want to say a book, you say kitabun. So, when an indefinite noun word, meaning indefinite noun, you want to make it definite, then you attach alif lam to it. So, when you attach alif lam to it, if the beginning of that word, the letter in the beginning of that word, if it belongs to the letters of huruf al-shamsiyya, then the lam will disappear. So, for example, sheen. Sheen is one of the letters of huruf al-shamsiyya. So shamsun means a sun. Although there's only one sun, but for this matter, a sun. And if you want to say the sun, you put alif lam onto it, and you say ash-shams. So for an example, shamsun here. What have we got? The first one. Shamsun. A-sun. Okay? So you want to make it definite now. So in Arabic you put the alif lam. And so when you put the alif lam on it, it becomes now definite. The sun. But if the beginning of the word has a letter which belongs to the letters which are called the letters of sun, then the lam will not be pronounced, meaning the lam will disappear into the sheen. And there will be idgham. There will be idgham. So you will say, you won't say al-shams, you say ash-shams. Ash-shams. Yeah? Now, so what are the letters of huruf shamsiyah, the letters of the sun letters? To remember that, if you remember the moon letters, so if I tell you, these are the letters of the moon letters. Ibri hajjaka wa khaf aqima. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. These are the letters of the moon. So any other letter other than that would be counted, would be amongst the letters of the sun. So they've combined it and give it a sentence, which means Ibri hajjaka wa khaf aqima. Look for a hajj which is accepted and refrain from such hajj which is void of any reward. So ibghi hajjaka wa khaf aqima. So alif ba ghain ha jim kaf waw kha fa ain qaf ya mim ha. All these letters belong to the category of huruf qamariya, the moon letters. The moon letters. So any word which has one of these letters at the beginning, the lam of the alif lam will be recited. It will not merge into the letter after it. Yeah?
What's the meaning of that?
Ibghi hajjaka. Acquire an accepted hajj and refrain from such hajj which is void of reward. But that's not the purpose. But just they gave it a sentence so you can remember. So that's how I remember it. Remember the sentence? And I know which letters belong to Huruf Qamariya. So if you know the letters which belong to Huruf Qamariya, any letter which is not in that category is Huruf Shamsiya. Yeah? So that's what you can write that and you'll know. So, for example, have you got the noun? Ibn Hajjaj wa Khafatima? So, you've got the alif, yeah? Ibilun. Ibilun means? And we know what Ibilun means. So, camel. A camel. What does it mean?
A camel.
Al-Ibilu means?
The camel.
Yeah? Now, to make it definite, you put Alif Lam. You attach Alif Lam to it, don't you? Now, as you can see, the beginning of Ibilun starts with Alif. And Alif belongs to? Hurufe? Qamariya belongs to huruf qamariya, and the rule with huruf qamariya is that if alif lam is attached to a word which starts with one of the letters of huruf qamariya, then that lam will be pronounced and will be recited. And here the lam is pronounced and recited. Al ibilu, al ibilu. Yeah, it's quite clear. So that is an example where the lam is being pronounced. So that's what they're explaining here. So in the Quran, if it comes, then you know that where to recite the lam and where to not recite the lam. So when the definite article alif lam is attached to an indefinite word, the tanween changes into a short vowel. So shajaratun ash-shajaratu. An indefinite word meaning shajaratun. Shajaratun means a
tree.
Beginning with a sun letter. And with the definite article, alif lam attached to it, Ash-shajaratu results in the lam not being pronounced. So what's happened to the lam? Lam has merged into the sheen and disappeared completely. You don't recite it. The alif in the definite article of alif lam is recited and merged with the thal letter, which now has a shadda on it when recited. E.g. Ash-shajaratu. The shadda sign is an indication that the pronunciation must be hardened. The pronunciation must be hardened. However, if the definite article is preceded by a word or letter, then it will not be pronounced. So, it's saying, however, if the definite article is preceded by a word or letter, then it will not be pronounced, meaning the alif will not be pronounced. Obviously, the lam is not pronounced anyhow. The lam is not pronounced anyhow. Like, you got shajaratun, ash-shajaratun. Is the lam pronounced? No. But when it has a word before it, then even the alif is not pronounced. Even the alif is not pronounced. So you say, tahta shajarati, beneath the tree. Tahta shajarati. The sun letters are, ta ta da da ra da sin shin sa da ta da la mu. And then you have all the examples, like definite article attached to the word, attini, preceded by a letter, wattini. So as you can see, in the first one, attini, the alif is pronounced but the lam is not. But if you have a word before it, even the alif is not pronounced. The attawabi, and then if you put a word before it, husnu attawabi, again, it's the same thing as you go along. Yeah? Pretty much. The moon letter. When the definite article alif lam is attached to an indefinite word, the tanween changing into a short vowel. So masjidun al masjidu. So the first thing what will happen is that the tanween at the end with both of them, okay, the masjidun, the tanween, you got the dhamma there, the two pesh, will change into a single vowel, a single short vowel. So it becomes mas al masjidu, not dun anymore. That's the first change. Second change is that what happens to the alif lam? An indefinite word, e.g. masjidun, beginning with a moon letter and with the definite article attached to it, al-masjidun, results in the lam being pronounced as a lam sakin. The alif in the indefinite article becomes hamzatul wasl. I.e. the alif is written but is not pronounced when a word or letter precedes it. So that is relating to both. In both of them, in Huruf al-Shamsiyah and Huruf al-Qamriyah, the alif is Hamzatul Wasl. Hamzatul Wasl. Meaning that if there's nothing before it, then you will recite the alif. But if there's something before it, then the alif will drop. So the alif is there so that you can read the first letter. If the alif wasn't there, how would you read mim? How would you read the lam? The lam is in a sakin state. You can't read the lam. You can't. So for you to pronounce the lam, there's an alif before it. But once there is something before it, then you don't need the alif anymore. You don't need the alif anymore. The alif is there to help. Alif is there to help. That's why it's called hamzatul wasl. It comes to join with the lam. Then you got another hamza, which is hamzatul qata, which is Hamza, which is always there. Okay? And that normally happens to be where the Hamza is the integral part of the word.
Is
Hamza to
always with the
Fatah? Is Hamza to always with the
Fatah?
Yes. Okay. The Alif is written, but it's not pronounced when the word or letter precedes it. Easy fil masjidi. However, if the definite noun appears as the first word in a sentence, then the alif will be pronounced. And these are the moon letters. So, again, I'll give an example. We go to page number 22. So, al-ahadithi. As you can see, the alif and the lam is both pronounced. But if you have a word before it, ta'wil al-ahadithi. Lam is pronounced, but the hamzat al-wasl is not pronounced. Yeah? And as you go along. Let's go to the rule of stopping. If any of these signs, Fatha Dhamma Qasra, Fatatain Dhamma Tain Qasratain, appeared on the last on the last of the last letter of a word when a stop is required, then the last letter is with a saakin. So what happens is that all these, well, not with the fathatain, however it's going to come. So apart from fathatain, apart from two fathas, or those of it, any other, meaning doze, dobesh, fatha kasra, dhamma, zabazir, besh, if it's on the last letter of a word and you stop on it, then it will change into a saakin. It will change into a saakin. So, for example, idam muvarina, and if you stop there, idam muvarin. So what's happened to the noon? Sakin. Why? Because we stopped on it. So the fatha will change to a sukun. But if the last letter is tai mudawwara, tai mudawwara. There's two types of ta. You got ta'i marbuta, which means a long ta. What is it? A long ta. And ta'i mudawwara, mudawwara means round. And you have the round ta. If it's a ta'i marbuta, I mean the long ta. So if I was to explain to you. This is called Tai Marbuta. What do you call this? The top one? Tai Marbuta. Why? Because it's a long ta. And then you have the round ta. That's called Tai Mudawwara. What is that called?
Tai
Mudawwara. Why is it called Tai Mudawwara? Mudawwara means circle. It's a circle. Yeah? Simple as that. So if you're stopping on this, then you would have to pronounce the ta. But if you're stopping on a ta which is like this, then that ta will change into a ha. What do we change to?
Ha.
It will change to ha, and that ha will become saakin. What would it become?
Ha.
Meaning, it will be al sukun. So the next example. Narun hamiyatan. You won't read narun hamiya with the alif. Narun hamiya. Or hamiyat. The ta will change into a ha first. And the fathatain, the doors will change into a sukun. So narun hamiya. Narun hamiya. Yeah? However, if the last letter has a fathatain or mud, then the last letter is read as if it has a fatha on it. So if it has a mud, meaning huruf al-mud on it, then the mud will be still recited. The huruf al-mud will be still recited. كذب وتولى. As you can see, you have a long fatha, which is equivalent of alif madda, and alif madda will still be recited even though you have stopped on it. If the last letter has a fathatain, meaning two fathas, then it will be read with one fatha on it. بآياتنا كذابا. Then you change it to كذابا. Kizaba. Yeah? Okay, next page.
Sorry, so if it's got a mud on it, then it's still red. Even if you stop it, it's still red with the mud.
Okay. Still red with the mud. Symbols denoting pauses. These are just all symbols. Really and truly, a person should know where to stop. And the only way a person will know where to stop if he knows the meaning. If he knows the meaning. So he knows where the sentence is being complete, or where the sentence is being, where it's not incomplete, where it's not in, you know, between two between a word, or where it's, like for example, Kitabu Hamidin. Hamid's book. Hamid's book. Okay? So that counts as one, Hamid's book. But if I was to stop a kitab, book, it's incomplete. But if I knew the meaning, then I would stop, instead of stopping at kitab, I would stop at kitabu hamid. I stop at hamid. So, to to start correctly, one has to know the meaning. But because many people do not know the meaning, that's why the ulama of Khalaf, after the ulama, they wrote symbols to give indication where you can stop at these places. So these are the indications. So you got the first one, meme, which is called waqf al-lazim. Meme is a sign of waqf al-lazim, means compulsory stop. So waqf fil kitabi mar'iyam. Okay, so as you can see, there's a meme there, it means waqf al-lazim, that you should stop there. And then you got ta, which is waqf mutlaq, which means you should stop there again. عليها صعيدا جرزا. And then after that you have waqfa, sakta, and you have another seen, which is a little seen sign. Okay, all this see means that stop vocal sound for a moment without breaking your breath. So you stop there, but don't break your breath. وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى. So what have I done? I've stopped the vocal, but I haven't stopped my breath. So وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. What is وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. I've completely stopped. I've completely released my breath. No, that's what you call a proper stop. That's not what is meant by waqfa and sakta. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. I've stopped there without breaking my breath. Necessary to continue, do not pause. So it's saying that it's better, you should try to continue. فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Again, فَاعْبُدْنِي. The lama means, it's better to carry on. Better to carry on. La, what do you mean? No, you don't stop. Then you got za, which means mujawiz, means you can't stop. So desire to continue, do not pause. Means you can't stop, but it's better to continue.
Illa an yasha Allah wa dhkur rabbak.
So that's what it means. But you can't stop there.
Illa an yasha Allah wa dhkur rabbak.
Sad means murakhis again. Means you got ruqsa, permissible to stop again. But desire to continue, do not pause. Qaf means qila alayhi al-waqf, means that it is said that you can stop there. So again, there, if you want to stop, you can stop, but preferable to carry on. And that means qad yusar, means that it has been said that you should carry on. So again, you can carry on, better to carry on, but you can't stop. Qif means stop, recommended pause.
وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ.
Jim means jaiz. Jaiz waq means permissible, optional to pause or continue.
رَبِّكْ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ.
Then you have a jim with the three dots that is called waqful mu'aniqah. Waqful mu'aniqah means that when this comes, you will see two places will have three dots. So when it is like that, you should if you stop on one, you should carry on the other. Or if you carry on one, you should stop the other. So how we do it?
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ.
As you can see, I stopped the first one. If I was to do the opposite,
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا.